blocks and kind of use my shoulder. A lot of tackles I could have made, but you know, just with me, I feel like it was the best thing I could do right now is really just kind of go off of it and improve. You know what I mean? For the type of person I am, I feel like there's a lot of room for improvement, and you know, I definitely feel like I'm not the best athlete that I am, that I could be, possibly be, as far as potential wise. But like I said, man, I'm just gonna go back to the drawing boards and just get better.
What's that chemistry like with you and Keith? Mm-hmm. What was that like in that game, just being next to him?
With me and Keith, I feel like now we're starting to get a chance to kind of just, you know, gel now. I feel like this game was probably the most important for us to kind of just play with each other, kind of learn each other on, you know, the different calls we make, you know, how we fit gaps, and kind of like the chemistry we had with, you know, with Sean Dion. I mean, we kind of knew each other, how we fit off each other, and just, you know, the fact that he's going, I feel like now me and Keith can really just focus on, you know, me and him.
We saw Dylan in there at top two next to him.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see from him and how he handled that role?
Yeah, the fact that Dylan was, you know, the fact that he's a freshman, man, just being able to kind of jump in that fire like he did, I feel like he responded the best way you could possibly respond as a freshman, man. He's only going to get better. I feel like the more experience that he constantly has, just being able to be in the game and just kind of playing in an atmosphere like that, it's only going to help him out in the long run. And the fact that I got a chance to kind of just, you know, help him out a little bit on some things that he could have, you know, did better. He has a chance to kind of just go back like I am, just go back to the drawing boards and just get better.
How important is this week for you guys just to kind of focus on yourselves, do some self-scouting and get some of the issues?
I kind of feel like, you know, just in this situation, everything kind of worked out perfectly. Like, timing was perfect. The fact that we kind of just had like a little time to just not only just get healthy, but like you said, man, go back to the film room and kind of look at all of the things that we could have did better on, because obviously you know, there was some things that happened that should have never happened, as far as like the run game and some of the gap schemes that we should have did better on. But you know, that's football. I mean, you're gonna have some ups and downs, but how you overcome is gonna be the biggest thing.
Rashawn, Coach Saban said something about not getting off the field on third down. Mm-hmm. Just happened way too much. Was that getting frustrating at any time?
Yeah, it can be frustrating, but I feel like now the time is to really just emphasize being able to you know, do better as far as pass rushing, also the plays that we call, and just for us individually just to get better. Understand that, you know, you don't have to make every play, that you could just, you know, just do your job. If you do that, man, it just helps the whole team.
Yeah, three. Did some of the issues on defense, the run game, too, the communication problems, you know, play calls. What was that like? And were there difficulties with you and Keys or you and Dylan trying to get the right call to play?
Yeah, I feel like just in that situation, we were just learning each other. You know, the fact that we were able to kind of play with each other for the first time, I feel like that was a, you know, a great step for us. And Just like I said, man, anytime you're playing a big game like that, you're gonna have ups and downs. You're gonna have teams, you know, make big plays, and Mississippi State was a great team. They played probably the best game of the season against us, and we expected that. So just with us individually, you know, as linebackers, I feel like now, like I said, man, all we can do right now is just go back and just help each other. You know, there's a lot of things that Keith can tell me that I can do better. A lot of things I can tell Keith that he can do better. So not only just Keith, but Dylan too. So I feel like as a group, we're just gonna all just kind of just build off each other and just get better.
It's worth three touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, and it was kind of towards the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. You know, how did you feel about that in a way that?
Yeah, like I said, man, I think we need to, as far as the defense, we're gonna really emphasize that this week on getting better as far as, you know, controlling that middle. I feel like if we can do that and just get better at that, we can stop a lot of scoring. And like you said, man, most of that came from just running up the middle. So once we get better as far as just, you know, gap schemes and all of those little things, I feel like it'll help us out in the long run.
The last four games or so, you've been very productive. Do you feel like week by week, the more you get further removed from just the groin injury, that you're getting back to feeling like you want to feel and doing the thing?
Yeah, the fact that I'm having the chance now to kind of just, you know, not only just get better from going, but I'm starting to learn my body more. I know what I can do and what I can't do. Obviously, with the groin injury, it kind of restricted me from being able to do some of the moves or different, you know, being able to go from, you know, slow speed to fast speed, you know, just like that. So for me, all I can do right now is just, like I said, man, continue to learn my body, understand, like I said, what I can and can't do, and not only that, be able to just get better as far as, you know, like I said, man, being, you know, as far as X's and O's, understanding my gaps and all of those little things. I feel like that'll help me just physically wise if I can't do it.
Did you get the sense that, you know, at a certain point in the game that they were actually running plays to the opposite side of where you were?
I kind of got a feeling that it was kind of happening like that. And, you know, any type of situation with that, I mean, it's nothing you can do about it. I mean, all you can really do is just, you know, put yourself in the best position where the ball is going. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of games where, you know, it might be like that the whole game, if any. So for me, all I can do is, you know, help the guy that's next to me, help him understand that, you know, they're going to be trying to come at you. The fact that, you know, you're filling in for Sean Dion, who's been in that position for a long time. So, I mean, all it's going to do is just make the person beside me better. You know, and I feel like that's going to give them some exposure to kind of showcase their talent as well.
Can you take the first gut check, wire to wire, 60-minute game you guys had since Clemson? Can you experience? Can you all grow for that? Can you all? Does it help chemistry even this late in the season?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I kind of got a resemblance from this Mississippi State game, the Clemson game. Being down, and for us to actually come back and finish the way we did. Kind of show you some improvements as far as the team wise, you know, being able to just overcome adversity and playing against a great quarterback that we face. I mean, the quarterback we face has some plays that, you know, that kind of resemble Deshaun Watson, being able to just use his feet. So just overall, I feel like defensive wise, I feel like that was probably the best thing for us to kind of just learn and understand that, you know, you gotta just do better individually, and not only individually, but understand that, you know, you're not just playing for yourself, but you're playing for a lot of other people as well.
What was it like watching Jalen on that final drive?
Oh, it was amazing. Jalen continues to just show his poise. To be honest with you, I kind of expect things like that. I mean, he constantly does this in practice each and every day. So, to be honest with you, I feel like for him in that game, I feel like it was kind of like practice. Just going through that play constantly, over and over again, and it was almost like second nature for him.
Okay.